It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. John Luther Adams has been awarded the 2014 Pulitzer Prize in Music for his piece Become Ocean. The work, premiered last year by the Seattle Symphony, was described in the citation as a haunting orchestral work that suggests a relentless tidal surge, evoking thoughts of melting polar ice and rising sea levels. Prize is for a distinguished musical composition by an American that has had its first performance or recording in the United States during the previous calendar year and comes with a cash award of $10,000. I'm deeply grateful to musicians of the Seattle Symphony for the bold leap of faith they took with Become Ocean, said John Luther Adams. It's ironic, but I still haven't heard the piece live, so now I'm looking forward to the upcoming performance in Carnegie Hall, he said. The Vienna Philharmonic is also a winner this week. The Birgit Nielsen Foundation picked the orchestra as this year's winner of its $1 million prize named after the late Swedish soprano. It's the first time an orchestra has been chosen since the prize was launched in 2009. Orchestra President Clemens Helsberg told reporters he was honored by the choice. Birgit Nielsen Foundation President Rutbert Reich said the choice of the orchestra fit the award's criteria for artists who have made the biggest contribution to classical music. Wesleyan University Assistant Professor of Music Paula Mathewson, Valley native and daughter of KBOX General Manager Emeritus Carl Mathewson, has won a prestigious Rome Prize from the American Academy in Rome, which will allow her to spend the next year there working on the compelling compositions that distinguish her career. Mathewson is a composer of acoustic and electronic music who, among other things, teaches laptop ensemble and total harmony at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. I'm elated, Mathewson said. It's a very great honor and a wonderful opportunity. Each year through a national competition, the Rome Prize is awarded to 30 individuals who represent the highest standard of excellence in the arts and humanities. The American Academy in Rome provides room, board, stipend, workspace, and freedom for each to pursue his or her own work and live among other artists and scholars. Former winners have included Samuel Barber, Elliot Carter, and others. We're proud to say we knew her when. Congratulations, Paula. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix in HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.